Lesson 5, pages 186 to 189. Exercise 1. 1.
Kennedy's death was such a tragedy.
Who's Kennedy?
You don't know who Kennedy was? He was so famous. You must have heard of him. Here's his picture in this book.
No, I've never heard of him. Wow, he was so handsome. He must have been a movie star.
No, he was an American president. He was assassinated in 1963, when he was only 46 years old.
That's terrible. It must have been a hard time for Americans.
Yes, it was. I remember my parents telling me about it. They were in high school when it happened. They must have been about 15 or 16 years old. They really believed the Soviet government must have ordered the assassination.
Was the Soviet involvement ever proven?
No, but that's what my parents believed.
2.
I followed your directions to go downtown yesterday. I took the number 60 bus, but it didn't take me downtown.
You must not have heard me. I said 16, not 60.
Really? I thought you said 60.
It's hard to hear the difference between 16 and 60. Even native speakers misunderstand each other. Anyway, you must have had a terrible day.
Yes, I had an awful day. When I got off the bus, I was totally lost, so I took a taxi downtown.
A taxi must have cost you over $20.
In fact, it cost me $30, so I wasted a lot of time and money yesterday.
3.
I called you a couple of times yesterday, but you didn't answer the phone.
You must have called a wrong number. I always keep my cell phone on. What time did you call?
About 4 o'clock.
Oh, I must have been at the hospital at that time visiting my sister. I had to turn off the phone when I was there. They don't allow cell phones in hospitals. Why did you call?
I forgot already.
Then it must not have been very important. 4.
How did you like the party last Saturday, Terry?
I wasn't there.
What do you mean you weren't there? We talked for a few hours.
You must have been with my twin sister, Sherry. We look alike.
She must have thought that I was crazy. I kept calling her Terry.
I'm sure she didn't think anything of it. She's used to it.
5.
How did you do on the last test?
I didn't know about the test, so I didn't study. I failed it.
The teacher announced it last Thursday.
I must have been absent that day.
I think Rona must have failed it, too. When she got her paper, she started to cry.
Did you see Paula? She was so excited when she saw her exam. She must have gotten an A.
6. Maria's relatives just went back to Mexico. They were here for a month.
She must have had a wonderful time with them.
Yes, but she must have been sad when she took them to the airport. She didn't want them to leave. She took them everywhere, to museums, to fancy restaurants, to concerts.
She must have spent a lot of money.
She knew she was going to spend a lot of money, so she saved a lot before they came. 7.
I thought I was driving east, but now I think I'm driving north.
You must have taken a wrong turn somewhere. Let's take a look at the map. I can't find the map.
I must have left it on the kitchen table. I was looking at it before we got in the car.
No problem. Let's just call our friends. They'll tell us how to get to their house. Let me use your cell phone.
Oh, no. The battery is dead. I must have left the phone on all night last night.
I told you never to leave it on at night. Why don't we just stop at a gas station and get directions?
You know I don't like to ask for directions.
8. I said, "How are you?" to one of my classmates, and she answered, "I'm 58 years old." What was she thinking?
She must have thought that you said, "How old are you?"
She gave me a strange look. She must have thought that I was impolite asking about her age.
That's nothing. When I didn't speak much English, I went to a restaurant and asked the waitress for soap instead of soup.
So did she bring you soap or soup?
Soup, of course.
Then she must have understood you in spite of your mistake. 9.
I haven't seen Peter this semester, have you?
He must have dropped out.
Why would he drop out? He was close to getting his degree.
He said that he wouldn't come back if he didn't get financial aid. He must not have gotten financial aid this semester.
That's too bad.
10.
You look tan. You must have been out in the sun.
I was. I was in Florida for vacation.
That must have been wonderful.
Actually, it was terrible. First, I lost our money and credit cards.
What did you do?
The credit card company canceled our card and gave us a new one. We used the credit card to get cash.
So then the rest of your trip was fine, wasn't it?
Not really. We rented the car and it kept breaking down.
But it must have been nice to get away from winter here and be in the sun.
We were there for 2 weeks. It must have rained for all but the last few days. Finally, when the rain stopped, I got some sun.